welcome to your news for this hour. It's currently 6 a.m. and my name is Sydney Sutliff. I'm coming to you at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. An all-clear notice was issued Friday for a Lapeer County school after reports of an alleged threat were investigated. The Croslex School District and Croswell Police began looking into rumors that a student had a hit list following an altercation during their October 3rd football game. Police found no evidence to back up the rumors, and the district says there was never any credible threat to students or staff. Superintendent Colette Moody sent a letter to parents saying there was an increased police presence, and as a precaution, Premier Security, the firm that provides the school's security, monitored student safety throughout the end of the day. The district says it's taking disciplinary action against those involved in the original altercation. Hackers and scammers aren't just targeting bank accounts anymore. Some are trying to steal homes. It's called property fraud, when someone illegally records documents to sell or mortgage a home they don't own. To help prevent that, Tuscola County Register of Deeds, Marianne Brandt, has launched a new property record notification alert system. Property owners can sign up on the county's Register of Deeds website to get an alert anytime that their name or property is used in a recorded document. Brandt says that the free service is offered through the government and the county. It is designed to help stop fraud before it costs someone else their home. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a quick PSA, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Welcome back. The Lapeer County Road Commission has approved several new road projects across the county. In Metamora Township, crews will install a new 18-inch by 50-foot cross tube on Davidson Lake Road between Gardner and Metamora Roads. That project will also include hauling and leveling about 600 tons of gravel near the golf course at a cost of about $16,000. In Rich Township, two projects are being planned. One is replacing a cross tube on Elmwood Road for about $5,700, and another on Swaffer Road for just over $6,400. Heading over to Oregon Township, they will see 800 tons of limestone spread on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. In Hadley Township, four new radar speed signs will be installed that are provided by the township. And in Burnside Township, a new weight restriction has been posted on the Index Road Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River Drain, limiting vehicles to 3 gross tons. And there's still a little work left to be done at the Ellington Township Hall on East Carroll Road. One of the last projects is replacing the front deck, and the township board is considering whether to use artificial decking material or traditional treated lumber. They'll be comparing cost and longevity before making a final decision. Meanwhile, only a few finishing touches remain to complete repairs from last year's accident. This accident is when a driver lost control and crashed into a 124-year-old building that serves as the township hall. Mike Patula, who's been overseeing the repairs, asked for a detailed accounting of payments and credits from the contractor. He says the numbers he received so far don't appear to be accurate. The board is waiting for a full itemized report before taking any further action. And we have one obituary for the hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10th, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18, 1956 in Bad Axe. Visitation for Donald would be held on Wednesday, October 15, 2025 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in care of Terry Orban. Condolences may be shared with the family at this website, www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. To keep up to date on your news, weather, sports, obituaries, and information, make sure you head on over to thumbnet.net. Coming up, we got some precise weather.